Welcome to the Age of Napoleon. Episode 23, Momentum. Thanks for joining me. Before we get to the meat of the episode, I have an announcement to make. As some of you may have already noticed, The Age of Napoleon is now part of a podcast network called Recorded History. It's not unlike a television network or a radio station. We'll now be pooling our resources with other history podcasters. This is big news for me because it's going to make operating the show a lot easier. For you listeners, that will translate to more content of higher quality. Hours and hours go into every episode, while maintaining the standard of quality I think all of us want. The folks who run Recorded History are podcasters themselves. They understand the relationship hosts have with their listeners, and are pretty discerning about what advertisers make the cut. The support we've gotten has been amazing, and I'm grateful for it. I can't express how humbling it is every month to see how many of you believe in the show enough to keep it going. All right, on with the show. We left off last time in October of 1795. France was on the eve of inaugurating a new government. The convention, which had ruled the country in one form or another since 1792, had finally produced a new constitution and made itself obsolete. However, before the new constitution could be implemented, the convention had to face one final challenge from the resurgent political right, a royalist rebellion in Paris, known as the Uprising of 13 Vendémiaire.